We all know that history stories can come at us from all sorts of encounters. In Ronan Kelly's case, he was in casual conversation over lunch with a husband and wife when he heard the stories of two powerful men.
Pete and Sheila weren't exactly competing with their stories, but as I sat there listening to them, I did find myself wondering which of them had the better yarn. It was one of those long summer lunches in the good weather, and the wife and husband were telling stories about Irish bishops and their paintings. Sheila's story was about an Irish bishop who ended up with his painting in Hungary and who died there in 1663. Pete's bishop died only a few years ago. His painting ended up in a nursing home in Mallow. The two bishops were Walter and Padraig. Sheila told us about Walter. She was interrailing around Europe last year and she ended up in the city of Győr in Hungary. She found herself in the local cathedral. To one side of an altar, she came face to face with a painting of the Madonna and Child. Signs beside it explained that it was known to weep in the past. But what caught Sheila's eye was a plaque saying that the painting had been given to the cathedral by an Irishman named Dr. Walter Lynch. I looked up Walter Lynch. He was the son of a Galway merchant and was born around the turn of the 17th century. He was educated in Lisbon and Paris, and having been ordained, he returned home to a prominent position in the church in Galway. He was firmly on the side of anti-English rebels in the mid-1600s, which led Rome to elevate him to bishop, and he swiftly excommunicated those he disagreed with. However, with the arrival of Cromwell, Bishop Walter had to flee Galway to Europe, where he eventually found himself in Hungary, working as an assistant to the bishop in Győr. One of the items he arrived with was a painting of the Madonna and Child. Bishop Lynch stayed in Győr for a few years until conditions for Catholics back home improved. He then got ready to return to Galway. However, he unexpectedly fell ill and died. That was in 1663 on July 14th. Walter Lynch's painting of the Madonna and Child was hung in the cathedral. Then, on St. Patrick's Day in 1697, during Mass, people in the cathedral said that the painting began to weep, either tears or blood. This went on for 2 hours. The liquid was dried with a linen cloth, and that material is now preserved in a silver and glass casket in the cathedral, while the painting is in an elaborate shrine. That's Bishop Walter's painting in the cathedral in Hungary, the Bishop Sheila told us about. The bishop her husband Pete spoke about, Bishop Padraig, his painting ended up in a wardrobe in a nursing home in Mallow. Pete's story was about meeting Bishop Padraig and hearing him tell about his life in the Catholic Church in England. Padraig began life as Padraig O'Donoghue in 1934 in Moran Abbey in County Cork. His parents were farmers. He started his working life in the post office but wanted to become a priest. When he approached his local bishop in 1959, he was told that at 24 he was too old. So Padraig went to the UK, where he was ordained, and eventually ended up working in Westminster Cathedral as assistant to Cardinal Basil Hume. Padraig O'Donoghue loved sprinkling his reminiscences with famous names. For example, one day he was summoned by Basil Hume to entertain a lunch guest who Hume needed to take a break from. When Father Padraig went in, the person he was to keep company was British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher. Hume was supposed to be only gone for a few minutes, but didn't come back for half an hour. Padraig also mentioned Lady Diana. He'd met her when he was involved in setting up a soup kitchen in London, and when they met afterwards at various functions, they always had a word for each other, according to him. While at Westminster, Father Padraig O'Donoghue was ordained bishop and was eventually assigned to Lancaster, where he was described both as a radical and a fundamentalist. Lancaster diocese was so heavily in debt, he sold off the bishop's palace and laid off half the diocesan staff. He wrote against the war in Iraq and against politicians stirring up hostility towards asylum seekers, and that was in the run-up to the 2001 British general election, won by another of those he mentioned meeting, Tony Blair. Bishop O'Donoghue also believed that the Catholic Church should be against safe-sex education and adoption by gay couples, and he instructed his schools and parishes accordingly. Padraig O'Donoghue was known familiarly as Pod, although his secretary liked to wind him up by calling him My Lord. Part of his Sunday ritual was to ring back home to Cork to find out how the GAA teams were doing, both Cork County and local Clyde Rovers teams, especially the ladies' football team, which was the pride of the club. Bishop Padraig loved fine furniture and art, and when he retired to Ireland from England, one keepsake, a painting he took with him, was a Russian icon showing the Madonna. It had been given to the Catholic Church in England by a woman who had converted to Catholicism from Judaism, but for insurance reasons, the church didn't want to keep it and gave it to Bishop Padraig. In his final home, a nursing home near Mallow, he liked to open the wardrobe in his room and show the painting to visitors. One of those visitors was Pete, who says it's beautiful. Bishop Walter's Madonna in Hungary, seen by Sheila, has a plaque beside it, paid for by the Irish government. Bishop Padraig's Madonna is, I can't find out where. He died in 2021 and the icon is no longer in the nursing home. Perhaps someday it'll emerge in public with its own plaque and its own story to tell.
And that was Ronan Kelly with the stories of Bishops Walter Lynch and Padraig O'Donoghue, separated by centuries but connected by their power within the Catholic Church and by their love of art.